In Letters to Juliet, Amanda Seyfried plays Sophie, a 20-something graduate of Brown University who's got a job fact-checking at the New Yorker magazine. Nice work if you can get it in 2010. Smart, attractive, cool, ambitious, engaged to Victor, she's all that. But more significantly, Sophie gets an A-plus in unflappability. The flappable Victor is played by Gael Garcia Bernal. Strangely, there's not a drop of chemistry between Sophie and Victor. Yes, they're engaged and take off on an Italian trip that seems to be a prequel to the honeymoon they'll take just as soon as they get married. They get a room in Verona, but Hanky Panky isn't stressed in Jose Rivera and Tom Sullivan's script. The movie merely and quietly suggests that chastity may be lacking among the principal characters. Bernal's Victor is an up-and-coming entrepreneurial New York chef, so the couple's Italian visit begins to take on characteristics of a business trip, since Italian cuisine is what's most incredible to him. In fact, just about everything seems incredible for Victor, except the lovely Sophie. As Letters to Juliet is a feel-good romance, it turns out Victor isn't gay. Otherwise, the script telegraphs what's ahead in this warm and comfy travelogue about as subtly as might be done using strobe-lit words flashing above the screen. Think dialogue sung at the Met. But Gary Winnick has directed one hell of a date movie with generous portions of cozy chickness and ain't love grandosity. While Victor chases about Verona, Sophie stumbles onto a quaint Verona restaurant that boasts what might be called a Shakespearean wailing wall for lovelorn women. Gals leave their letters to Juliet on the wall in hopes the barge tragic heroine of yore answers their entreaties about the love in their life, or in some cases, the lull in their life. Selected ladies at what Americans would call Dear Abby's Pasta Palace thoughtfully answer the letters, which are then sent back to the emotional tourists. Sophie is entranced by the concept and becomes friends with the letter-answering staff. Then Sophie discovers a loose brick in the wall with an unanswered 50-year-old letter behind it. After much pasta, the letter ladies allow Sophie to write the belated reply. Quicker than a film edit, Claire Wyman, played by Vanessa Redgrave, shows up from London with her Heath Ledger-looking grandson named Charlie. He's played by newcomer Christopher Egan. Grandma Wyman is now a widow who, while in Tuscany 50 years ago, met a young man named Lorenzo Bartolini. They never saw one another again, but Claire and Lorenzo may meet once more before the movie ends. I just can't allow a spoiler here and ruin it for you, though. Claire's letter to Juliet, left so long ago on the wall of the Verona restaurant, is about Lorenzo. Most of the film has Claire, Charlie, and Sophie motoring through some of the most beautiful Italian scenery you can imagine, or see in an earlier film called Stealing Beauty with Liv Tyler. It just happens there are many Lorenzo Bartolinis in the region, and since Victor is off somewhere to a wine auction, Sophie has nothing better to do than seize an opportunity to write La Dolce Storia, soon to unfold. Besides, she wants to be more than just a fact-checker at the New Yorker. Being published in a famous cosmopolitan magazine where she just checks facts would be awesomely neat. Can we all imagine what eventually happens as the extraordinarily plucky Claire, her handsome grandson, and Sophie, all crammed into a cute little foreign sedan, go on the hunt in some of the world's most breathtaking terrain for grandmother's would-be lover of a half century ago? You didn't think Vanessa Redgrave wouldn't play Claire pluckily, did you? Amanda Seyfried's talent is impressive. Her acting chops show real range in Juliet and earlier films such as the recent Chloe, as well as the bloody and ridiculous Jennifer's Body, Mamma Mia, and HBO's Big Love. Seyfried acts her parts from the inside out. Put all of Letters to Juliet together with Taylor Swift's hit record, Love Story, that features a disarming banjo accompaniment, and you've got yourself one more freshly trite, warm-weather romance that underscores meaningful communication between gals who graciously tolerate the foibles of guys. In fact, it's something every guy should promptly agree to immediately go see with his gal, if he knows what's good for him. Sitting behind me at the screening were three middle-aged married couples. During the movie, interesting asides could be heard frequently from the ladies, and then there were the shorter, less occasional comments from their husbands. Daring not to say more about that, I invite you to read other online reviews of mine at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database at www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.